Today on Your County on Stray FM, we are talking about an event that has happened recently in celebration of the Young People's Council. I would like to introduce two people into the studio now. Who are you? What is it that you do? And what is it that we're talking about today?
Well, I'm Cathy Peacock and I'm a participation manager. I work for North Yorkshire County Council, part of the inclusion team, and I work for the voice, influence and participation team.
Hi there, I'm Vicky Metheringham and I'm one of the heads of service in North Yorkshire with responsibility for the looked after children and leaving care service, and I work alongside Cathy really promoting the work that goes on within the Young People's Council.
Tell us a little bit about the Young People's Council then, Vicky. What is it what does that mean?
So the Young People's Council comes together formally every month, and that group of young people involves children and young people that are in the care of the local authority or have been in the care of the local authority, and it's an opportunity for them to come together to talk about a number of things. I sometimes attend, our director sometimes attend. We really, really want to work with those young people and be seen and be seen to listen to what young people say and take on board what young people say and promote their voice and their influence, really.
How old are they? How old are these young people?
Well, we have a group of young people that the youngest is 14 and the oldest is 23. So it's a wide-ranging group of young people. What we recognise is that we want to capture the views of younger people who are care experienced. So what the YPC does, it's an abbreviation of the Young People's Council, they organise consultation days, and in fact we've got one coming up soon, and we invite the younger aged young people who are in foster care to come along. So we're consulting with a wider group of young people in North Yorkshire.
And what kind of topics are talked about?
Oh, they talk about lots of different things. They talk about their relationship with their social workers. They talk about the plans that the social workers and their independent reviewing officers have in place and how young people can make sure that they have a voice in those plans. They talk about their health. They talk about their education to make sure that they're getting the right support within school and that we're giving them the right support so they can catch up on particular subjects if need be. So wide ranging, and leisure, hobbies. So we just need to make sure that these young people have exactly what they're asking for.
Mm-hmm. It's probably worth saying as well, we do have a strategy for our looked after children, and at the minute that's going through quite a major revision, and in doing so we met last week with a group of young people to talk to them about what they might want that strategy to look like. We want to capture their voice within that. We're working together, Cathy, myself and a number of others, to agree what our pledge will be to young people. So, you know, we want to give a commitment to that group of young people and that they can actively be involved in that process.
Mm-hmm. Do you also work with children with learning disabilities?
We do. I mean, this celebration event is for the Young People's Council and for a group of young adults with various disabilities called Flying High. Both of these groups are celebrating 10 years this year, which is a fantastic achievement.
Great group name as well, that.
Flying High.
Yeah.
It's actually called Flying High to See the Way.
Oh, wow.
So both of these groups of young people have had an opportunity over 10 years to have a voice and influence change in the support that they receive. A lot of this is about making sure young people have a say in the plans that adults come along into their lives and create these plans, and we need the voice of young people to influence what these plans look like, because if we don't have their view, then the plans won't work. You need to have that engagement with young people. Mm. So both groups have done incredibly well over these 10 years and have made real differences to the support and services that they receive.
Some of these young people have actually sat on the interview panels for the recruitment of our director, the recruitment of our assistant director, and the recruitment of fairly senior positions in the local authority. They are really amazing young people. The fact that they can sit on that interview panel and they have a role and give a view to our HR department about who should be in such senior positions is really fabulous, and we really do listen to what they say, and they generally get it really right.
They
really do.
So, I mean, it's a massive feat and a huge congratulations to both of the groups, because a decade of success is really something to be shouted about. You have had an event recently to do exactly that, to shout about it and to let people know what happened at that event.
So we had young people from both these groups that are current members, and we've been able to invite members that have been involved over the 10 years to come along.
Some we've veterans.
Had, yes, yeah. Absolutely. They were very excited about coming along, and they were able to share some fantastic stories about why they joined the various groups, what they got out of it, what the successes were. We've had the Children's Director come along to the event. Was very complimentary about these groups of young people and complimented them about their achievements. Vicky was there, I was there.
The lead member, Janet Sanderson, was there celebrating. And there's some really fabulous celebrations, success stories, you know, that we were able to celebrate with young people, just fabulous achievements, and we're so proud and excited for these young people. They've got such fabulous futures ahead of them. Yeah. And to say we've been a part of their journey with them, it was
Absolutely.
Just fabulous. Thoroughly yes. enjoyed the event.
Well, Vicky and Kathy, thank you so much for coming in. A massive thank you and a well done, a congratulations to both the Young People's Council and also Flying High. Bring on the next 10 years.